China's booming economy is inflating real estate prices in the country. Prices for existing homes in Beijing rose 60% last year. They're now more than 20 times the average salary for a resident of the city. Think about that for a moment. That's like having to spend $1 million for a new home on a salary of $50,000. It's gotten so bad that many urban Chinese think of themselves as house slaves, slaves to their high mortgage payments. The World's Mary Kay Magstad has a story from Beijing.
This has been an almost constant sound in urban China for years now. New buildings going up, new homes being built for the ever-growing number of middle-class Chinese who dream of owning their own place. 30-year-old financial consultant Chan Yu is one of them. She says she bought her two-bedroom, 1,000-square-foot apartment 3 years ago. She had to put about a third down, and her monthly payments now eat up about half her salary. She calls herself a house slave, a term that's caught on here. There's even a song about it, which has gone viral online. The singer, Chunza, sings, "There's a place nearby called Happiness Lane, where it would take me 3 centuries to afford a place. But my old neighbor lives there. Where did he get the money? I'm so angry. I'm so angry." Economist Andy Xia says many middle-class Chinese are angry that the wealthy with political connections are buying multiple apartments, while the middle to upper middle class are being squeezed by income tax of up to 45%, as well as by soaring property prices.
"These are the people who graduated in college 10 or 15 years ago, have had a successful white-collar jobs, working for accounting firms, law firms, consumer companies in distribution, and so forth. And they've climbed the corporate ladder. They have income, pretty high income by Chinese standard. Voila, they can't afford it." So that's where the animosity comes from.
And yet, property prices keep going up, says Yue Zhong, a market analyst with HomeLink in Beijing.
A lot of people think that if they don't buy a place now, then the price will even be higher in the future. So as soon as there is a place available on the market, there are a lot of people coming to the owner to talk about buying the place, and some of them even offer to bring the price up.
Public sentiment still says that real estate is the best investment in China. The stock market is volatile, bank deposit rates are low, and many believe property prices will only continue to go up. Sound familiar? One advocate of this point of view is Tian Guoqing, an advisor to the State Council and the dean of the School of Economics at Shanghai University of Finance and Economics. He says there is no property bubble. Sure, he says, property prices are high compared to incomes, and rents are far cheaper than mortgages, a common sign of a property bubble. But he says, you need to look not at what people are earning now, but at what they're likely to earn in the coming years. He says, if the economy keeps growing at 10% a year, and wages keep growing at 10% a year, there'll be no problem. He says, there are so many people buying places right now, including CEOs and big bosses. Are they all fools? Would they jump in if there were a bubble? I don't believe so. Some might say, that's exactly what happens when there's a bubble. But China's property market is a little different from other overheated markets. The government owns all the land, so at the local level, it both profits from and finances itself through property development. It also gets to set the rules, says economist Andy Xia, and to change them when it suits them.
These guys, like last year, all these developers were bust, but the banks sort of didn't ask for their money back. So all these developers, bankrupt developers, were walking around, nothing happening. So then they start selling properties, and 10 months later, they were billionaires again. And that's communism for you.
Xia says it will take something the government can't control to burst the property bubble, something like inflation, which has already started to happen and which will eventually force interest rates up. That will lower property prices. It will also increase the pinch on the property-owning middle class, almost all of whom have mortgages with variable interest rates. The plight of such people was captured last year in a wildly popular evening television drama called Narrow Dwellings. Here, its protagonist, Hai Ping, laments her fate as a house slave. She says, Every day I get up and struggle to make ends meet. I blame this society. Why is everything so unfair? Why is it that the people who suffer are always people like us, who have a good heart and work hard? When the program sparked passionate online debate on the forces and interests behind the property bubble, the government ordered the program taken off the air. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magsjud, Beijing.